This one is called Celebrating You. I often think, what is going on in heaven this day? I can imagine the preparations being made for people like you and people like me. Our Heavenly Father is preparing celebrations for His people. Apostle Paul says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. He is at work making preparations for many to arrive. Jesus says, my Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working. John 5:17. Celebrations are being prepared for you this day. Jesus knew you were coming and sent His angels for you. We know from His description in Revelation 21 that the sights are fabulous. There are gold streets, jeweled windows, pearly gates, and a river-like glass awaiting your arrival. Relatives and friends, maybe even brothers and sisters in Christ, that you will meet for the first time have been alerted to the time of your arrival, and the wait for them has been worth the while. Jesus has given them many tasks to do according to their gifting, and they are enjoying being in His presence, praising Him eternally. They are so immersed in His atmosphere of His wondrous love, time as we know it has not even been recognized. When you arrive, your eyes will see the awesome wonder of God's dwelling place. This is a kingdom where total righteousness, peace, and joy reign. Romans 14:17. Can you imagine Jesus did all this for you? Oh, how sweet heaven will be. How great is His love for you and me. God has stooped to earth and lifted me above all this poverty and made me His child. That is grace. He sent His love down in the package of His Son and uniquely blesses each one who receives Him. Someone said, yesterday He loves me. Today He's just the same. How long will this continue? Forever, praise His name. Father, I'm so amazed that You did this for me. Your children have so much to look forward to. Your amazing grace has stooped down and lifted me to live eternally with You. All glory to Jesus, Your beloved Son.